for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsecht, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local, freeform, community radio.
Go, 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 little limousine G. Morning, Medford. That's my signature sign on. This is Mandy B.
And this is Owen Cox. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That was flawless. I feel as though we need a better nickname for you.
Yeah. First and last is kind of not creative.
Questionable. I would do like owe money, but that's not even exciting.
No.
All right, by the end of the show, we will have a better radio name for Owen.
And that's a straight up fact.
That is a straight up fact for all those 13 listeners out there. So yeah, Owen and I are just out here subbing today for some show. We made this arrangement on a Thursday night when we were not under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Nothing good ever happens on Thursday night.
It's true. It was alpha fee formal. Last radio show, I made the very scary announcement that I'll be quitting AFE next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Went public before telling me.
Yeah, I did. I went to, there was 9 listeners on Thursday morning, and I figured they all needed to know.
They do.
Yeah. But, so yeah, that was New Kid in Town by the Eagles. Oh, and some... That was his pick.
That was my pick.
It was an excellent song. A really great way to start this beautiful morning off.
No, I figured we needed to start off slow. It is 9 a.m. On a Saturday. It's kind of misty outside. Not warm.
Not warm at all.
Super ideal for spring fling tomorrow.
Super ideal. We're really excited to just suit up in our snow pants and our...
ASAP Ferg, if you're listening, why are you listening?
Go to bed and rest up for your big day tomorrow. So yeah, we have spring fling. Owen's sister is coming. It's just a huge day tomorrow. So with that, we'll get back to some incredible music for you all. Enjoy the day, everyone.
Holding it together, but it's hard to see clouds when you're 6 feet underground. Keep it- Back of the car, 9 years old, you don't know where you are, and your head's on the window, your eyes are just closed. There's a voice in the front and a hush on the road. You're a passenger, but your mind is traveling on. Open your eyes and you're 9 years older. Hands on the wheel and you're racing on over to lie with your first love. You can't wait to see her. You borrow the car and you think you're the driver, but now you're the passenger to your own heart. And it takes you traveling, traveling on. When that morning broke and the sky fell down, it went black as night and the wind blew around and stole your directions. You lost your way home and you felt like a passenger left by the road. Well, I'll tell you the reason you couldn't get home, 'cause it's nowhere you've been and it's nowhere you're going. Home is only a feeling you get in your mind. The people you love and you travel beside. You may feel like a passenger, but now you're the driver. You got to go traveling, traveling on. 'Cause if you break down, it's a cold, hard shoulder. So pull up your mind and fire up your heart and drive on. Get back on the road, it's a beautiful day. Pick up all the friends you can find on your way. And if you lose direction, they'll be there guiding you on, guiding you, guiding you on. We're all going the same way down this long road. So yes, we're all.
Oh,
We're back. It's time for Owen's monologue.
That right there is Fuel Up by Stornoway, released in 2010, but I just found it 2 to 3 months ago, so you never know what's hidden in the depths of Spotify.
You really never know. And as someone who was introduced by the song from Owen, I also think that song slaps.
It slaps, undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly.
There's also a lot of other good songs on that album. However, that's the only album I could find on Spotify.
Who is he? And, like, is he from America? Like, what is Stornoway?
Maybe he's a store away.
Probably. So Owen and I were just out here in the studio chatting about Game of Thrones, which, of course, premieres every Sunday night at 9 to 10. I personally don't watch, but I'd like for Owen to give me the full rundown of everything I need to know from the past 9 seasons.
That's an egregious request. There's actually... Okay, so for the first 7 seasons, they're all about an hour long, and there's about, like, 77 episodes,
mm-hmm.
and we have about 39 minutes. And I don't think that's how we want to spend the last 39 minutes.
That's super fair. And all our 13 listeners, no one has backed down on us yet. They also probably watch Game of Thrones, don't live in a hole, and don't need to hear the full recap.
I will say, this season, it's been a little slow in terms of, like, plot development.
I know.
But I don't mind,
mm-hmm.
because they developed all their characters so well, so that at this point, like, every interaction between, like, characters from across different plot lines and stuff are really interesting.
Does anyone else have a problem with it?
I think some people have problems with the lack of people dying.
Oh.
But this episode on Sunday is called The Battle of Winterfell, so...
I feel as though there might be a death or two.
I would put good money that someone dies.
You heard that, 13 listeners. Good money. Our friend Andrew is supposed to come on the show this morning as well. He has a betting issue.
He does this thing where he sleeps in the morning.
Yep.
And doesn't wake up.
I wanted to do that as well.
Yeah.
But we made it out for all you guys.
We made it. Despite being up till... How late were you up last night?
Our girl Loose Dog stayed in our room for quite a long time. What was that one? That's Loose Dog. If you're one of those 13 listeners, which I hope you are, you're probably not, because I don't know if anyone really is committed to this. We love you. We see you. Thanks for stopping our room for so long last night.
Good morning.
So yeah, let's get back to some more music, and then we'll get back to some more chatting. Okay.
times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
All right, Medford, we now have for you our public safety announcement. This week, it's about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe.
Mm.
When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalk for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. And I know all of you don't follow that law. When you're walking...
That was a little ad-lib, I think.
When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to walk, watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Beautifully said. I feel safer already.
You know one thing that made me think about is?
Yep.
You know who walkers and car drivers both hate?
Who?
Bikers.
That's true. They're the woke. Unless you're on a bike, then you feel incredible.
That's exactly how I feel. And did you know that Tisch Library rents free bikes?
I have heard that Tisch Library rents bikes. Did you know you can also have a best day ever from renting said bikes?
No way.
Yep. Owen and I went on an adventure the other week. Rented bikes, got some Sammies, went to a farmer's market that was closed, went down to the water, sat on a dock, and then rode home.
It was truly BDE, best day ever.
Not to be confused for Big Dick Energy. No. All right, in the spirit of announcements, we have another announcement. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for live music study.
Did you say 9 bands?
Yes, folks, that is 9.
9 is significantly more than 6 and slightly more than 8. Remember that.
I agree. But just a tad less than 10.
So close to 10. Didn't want to make it an even 10.
No. So, 9 to 5, Owen and I will be listening for all 8 hours. Because what else would one do on a Saturday, May 4th? So, and then from 5 to 5:40, Owen and I will be singing karaoke after. So that's super exciting for all you listeners out there.
Yeah, and we both are extremely musically gifted.
Yes.
If you guys are lucky, I may just bring in my harmonica.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
No, I just got so excited.
Oh, I could see. Mm-hmm. You guys missed out. Her eyes, super wide.
Yep. We were talking about last night how my mom said I was made for radio. So, really nuanced compliment.
Just a great radio face all around.
Yep. So, but yeah, I can't wait for that. Do we anything else to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, all right. So, we did just talk about Game of Thrones.
We did.
But I do not want to shortchange this weekend as potentially the biggest TV movie weekend of all time.
Perhaps.
Game of Thrones episode 3.
Huge.
But also Avengers Endgame.
Huger.
3-hour film. So listeners, what is the optimal time to see Endgame?
I would say 3 to 6.
P.M. or A.M.?
Either, but probably PM.
Mm-hmm. I figured you meant PM.
Yep. Well, I just think it's a great time. You can have, it's snack time. So you can pop some popcorn without ruining dinner because it's 3 hours later. You'll still be sitting in the same spot. And like, that's nap time anyway. So, oh my God, we have a caller.
You're getting a call.
I don't know how to pick up the phone. Okay. I'm going to try to keep my cool. I'm going to put some music on. We're going to try to pick up this caller, and we'll be back for you guys so soon. Okay. Hold on.
I was 7 years old when I got my first pair, and I stepped outside, and I was like, Mama,
This air bubble right here, it's gonna make me fly. I hit that core, and when I jumped, I jumped. I swear I got so high. I touched the net. Mom, I touched the net. This is the best day of my life. Air Maxes were next. That air bubble, that mesh. The box, the smell, the stuffing, the tread at school. I was so cool, I knew that I couldn't increase them. My friends couldn't afford them. Four stripes on their Adidas. On the court, I wasn't the best, but my kicks were like the pros. Yo, I stick out my tongue so everyone could see that logo. Nike Air Flight foot bag was so dope. And then my friend Carlos's brother got murdered for his fours. Whoa. See, he just wanted a jump shot. But they wanted to start a cult, though. Didn't want to get caught. From Genesee Park to Othello. You could clam for those Pro Wings with the Velcro. Those were not tight. I was trying to fly without leaving the ground. Cause I wanted to be like Mike, right? Wanted to be him. I wanted to be that guy. I wanted to touch the rim. I wanted to be cool. And I wanted to fit in. I wanted what he had. America, it begins. What we can't have, the commodity makes us want it. So expensive, damn, I just got to flaunt it. Got to show them, so exclusive, this, that, new shit. $100 for a pair of shoes, I would never hoop in. Look at me, look at me, I'm a cool kid. I'm an individual, yeah, but I'm part of a movement. My movement told me be a consumer, and I consumed it. They told me to just do it, I listened to what that swoosh said. Look at what that swoosh did, see it consumed my thoughts. Are you stupid? Don't crease them. Right, just leave them in that box.
Music off.
Are we on?
Yeah, we are.
All right, so this
is still Owen.
Still Owen. Even though it might sound a little different, but I'm calling in within the studio.
We figured it out.
But go ahead and call us now.
Sorry, caller, to whoever we hung up on. All right, I'm going to hang up.
All right, perfect. Thanks, guys, for bearing with us through that. We're going to put some music on, and you're free to call.
I wear to school that first day. Like these are what make you cool. And this pair, this would be my parachute. So much more than just a pair of shoes. Nah, this is what I am. What I wore, this is the source of my youth. This dream that they sold to you. $400 and some change. Consumption is in the veins. And now I see it's just another pair of shoes.
All right, we're back.
Thank you for sticking with us through that little calling in debacle, but now we got it, so we're in here.
and caller one, please call back. We're really interested to see who you were.
We love you and value you.
We do. We see you. Even though we can't physically see you, we feel you with us. And we'd love to chat.
All right, Mandy Beans, what was that secret talking point that you were discussing with me during our Macklemore song?
Slim Jims.
So, don't get me started.
Thoughts?
Slim Jims. I mean, all right, so here's what I think about Slim Jims, right?
Okay.
You got packaged meat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is never, like, a really great way to start when it comes to meat.
I agree.
But, protein, check.
Salt, check.
Check. Sustenance, kind of check,
maybe.
And like, it's, for me, I'm rather, I mean, if you give me a choice, cheese and crackers or Slim Jim, give me Slim Jim.
Really? Even like a Ritz cracker?
Over a Ritz cracker every time.
Huh, well I guess sustenance and protein isn't quite there for a Ritz cracker as it is for a Slim Jim.
It doesn't do it for me.
So my mom has an irrational fear of Slim Jims,
mm-hmm.
As one does. And so my dad, to troll her, often buys Slim Jims, unpackages them, puts it on her bed, and like waits for her to go into bed at night and find a Slim Jim just sitting there.
Wow, that is true love. And also, what does your dad do all day?
I don't know. Just kind of sits around. I still don't understand my dad's job. It's in cat something with insurance.
Insurance.
Something.
We went cat.
It's like capital insurance, but it's not that. I'll get back to your listeners on that.
Capital like death?
No. It's like insurance for big deals. That's how he describes it.
So your dad's
yeah.
A big deal.
Okay. But yeah, thank you for entertaining the Slim Jim.
Oh, of course.
What would you say your favorite snack is?
You really just hit me hard this morning.
I'm sorry. It is early.
Favorite snack by volume in terms of like mass consumption?
Mm-hmm.
Green apple.
Wow.
They're in the dining hall.
They are.
Just grab one on the way out. Easy money. In terms of favorite snack by taste? You know, I don't know. I'm not a huge snacker.
Oh.
I like some Cheez-Its.
Mm. I love to snack. Cheez-Its are excellent.
What's
white cheddar?
White cheddar. In my room right now. Should we go get some? See you, see you, listeners.
Bye, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. You got 20 minutes left of silence.
What's your favorite snack?
Granola.
Granola.
Yep.
Tell me, what you know about granola?
I'm actually the newest Boulder granola brand ambassador.
Boulder granola. So Boulder, like, just like a giant rock?
Boulder like a giant rock, or Boulder like the city in Colorado.
Oh, what a great city.
Some might say the best. Some might say Owen and I are planning to move there and live out all our dreams for a singular year.
It's going to be the best year.
Yep. And then we'll get back to reality. But for that 1 year, we'll shower less. We'll do yoga more.
We'll definitely eat more granola.
Definitely more granola. So, yeah, as brand ambassador, I currently have 36 tiny bags of granola sitting in mail services ready for me to pick up and distribute to the greater Tufts community.
So, call in, claim your granola. First 11th caller today gets a free bag of Boulder granola.
So start calling now. Yeah, we have 13 listeners, so if you time it just right, you could be that one lucky caller. But yeah, we have some of Owen's buddies from home listening in. The other night I got a full rundown on Owen's home friend group, which was fun. We've got a couple, one stationed in South Korea.
Yep, shout out Charlie. Thanks for protecting our country.
Thank you, Charlie.
We got some texts about the whole snack situation.
Oh, please share.
Denny did call me out. My favorite snack is definitely, I don't even remember what I said, Cheez-Its. French onion dip. You ever have like Ruffles or Lay's with French onion dip?
Yes, I did.
Definitely favored by taste.
Any specific brand or is it a homemade situation?
Dean's.
Okay.
It's the green box. There's also a brand called Hell of a Good,
mm-hmm.
which is just like Hell of a Good dip, but not as good.
I love boxed dip.
Boxed.
It's so excellent. Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. So, let me tell you who we got kind of also on the show right now. We got Tyler Greer at Appalachian State University. Appalachian State University is a small public college located in Boone, North Carolina. I don't know why I'm going.
It slaps.
It's actually super dope. They go hiking all the time and stuff. And then we also have Denny Camille, a sophomore at UNC Chapel Hill. Denny gets paid to go to college, and that's all you need to know about Denny, and that he's the best.
Denny, you're the hero we need and deserve. So, we really appreciate you guys listening in. We don't know who the other 11 listeners are, but that's okay. I love the people in the greater Medford community actually listen to this. I'm not sure if it's just, like, people that always have... Because there's always 8 people, like, no matter what time you tune in, which is really something special. Really shows the commitment to the WMFO. But, yeah, we're going to play Denny a song now.
Ooh.
That I really think he's going to enjoy.
Ooh.
Because he requested it.
Oh.
By himself. Or did Tyler request it?
Which song?
I don't know, whatever you queued up.
Oh, I don't know, play it and then we'll tell you afterwards who queued it up. Also, Tyler wants everyone to know that App State is 20,000 people, which I did not know. That's a really large school, so.
You did say it was small.
I did say it was small. I lied. To our 20,000 App State listeners today, I apologize. Thank you for turning into Medford Freedom Radio. Freeform. God, I mess that up every time.
Also freedom, though, because...
Land of Liberty, baby.
Yep, we love America. Okay, we're just gonna, we're gonna play music.
While you were looking for yourself out there.
right. So I know I said that that song was for Denny, but I actually realized that I had queued up that song by accident. And so it wasn't actually for Denny. But if you like that song, Denny, then it was for you.
We also, during the break, had a pump fake call request by an anonymous caller named who referred to himself as Townie Tim. Mm. Request a song for his pregnant wife and then proceeded to unrequest the song. So, Tater Tot, Townie Tim, wherever you are out there, I don't know what you're going through, but we can help you.
And I hope your pregnant wife hears that song eventually that we were going to play, but are no longer going to play. But yeah, that was really exciting. We figured out how to do a caller. We just, huge things are happening from this 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning block. Just like really to prepare us for a beautiful day ahead. What do you have going on today, Owen?
Well, right after we get off air, I'm actually going to pick up my sister from the airport.
That's huge.
Pick up my sister from the airport, kind of an arbitrary sentence because I don't really have a car or anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm more like Ubering to the airport to meet her there, which...
So you can Uber home together.
Right.
That's productive.
Well, we're going to go see some colleges in the greater Boston area.
Oh.
Stop by BU, stop by Northeastern. I don't know why we're going to those schools. I'm not sure she's particularly interested, but it's going to be a day.
That's going to be such a day.
Such a day.
And you can get some good food, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We're going
to
eat.
Somewhere along... That's all you need to do. Eat. Endgame. Maybe.
I hope I can fit Endgame in today.
I hope you can, too. I think she'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was just scrolling through Facebook. I saw an article saying that a man was beat up outside a showing of Endgame because he spoiled the ending for a fellow patron. So.
Don't spoil the Endgame.
Good one.
That's their hashtag.
Oh. I was like, that is so witty. But yeah. If anyone has any thoughts about Endgame, you can feel free to call in because I can now pick up the phone. But if not, also fine. So yeah, we're going to play another song now that's actually for Denny. Or maybe it was for Tyler. I forget what Owen said it was for. But it's an early 2000s summer hit.
Summer hits, baby.
Summer hits. That's what we're here for in this 45 and cloudy weather.
Tyler, that's your weather update, by the way. You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, here we go.
Honey, why are you calling me so late? It's kind of hard to talk right now. Honey, why are you crying as everything okay? I gotta whisper cause I can't be too loud. Oh well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. It's really good to hear your voice saying my weak. Let's never want to say
All right, we're back for one final time.
That was Lips of an Angel by Hinder, and...
Slaps.
It slaps.
That's all I can say.
It's not much to say.
We promised you all that by the end of the show, we would have a DJ name. We don't want to reveal quite yet because we're still waiting for that lucky 13th caller for the granola. Calls have been flooding in, but
we're sitting at a ripe 12 right now.
We are. Next one's the winner.
If you can get in before 10 a.m.,
it's all yours.
It's all yours.
A nice 2 ounce bag.
2 ounces?
Yeah.
Do you know how many grams that is?
I don't.
Me neither. It's probably a lot though, because I think grams are smaller.
I agree. It's at least 4 grams, I'm sure.
Probably. Somewhere around that.
All right, friends. It's been a beautiful morning. I'm really glad that Owen made the trip out because it is early and he was making a podcast last night.
It was.
Into the wee hours.
It was.
So,
all right, I guess it's time to sign off.
I guess it is. This is Mandy B.
And this is DJ OJ Chalkboy, the Otter Lil Cheez-It of House Cops, first of his name. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
That couldn't have been more perfect. Everybody, have a great Saturday.
I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of feeling that. I'll be back.
He'll be back.
Shaggy with a combination with your miss. Flip this one for your musical disc.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady,
you're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Could have left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Say I'm your savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl in spite of my behavior,
well,
you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.